And this will add more you, more powerful. And by hearing katha, this katha of Krishna will come in the shape of Krishna in our heart. And then we will realize all. Anath will go away when Krishna will come in the shape of Harikatha. All unwanted things, anaths, everything go very soon. And pure bhakti will come by hearing. So, we should hear pastimes of Krishna also. I am telling only for these days, but samtattva, how to give up all these things and how a bhakti will come. How to practice bhakti yoga. But now, today, in evening also, and tomorrow, I will speak on a very sweet, powerful pastimes of Krishna. Hari Bol. But I am not realizing anything. And thus they became
hopeless.
Weak, hopeless, and they give up chanting, remembering and all these things. And this is the case with almost all. Very rare are out of this. Give up. So, almost all the devotees thinking like so. And in the last they give up chanting, remembering. They give up all this life practicing bhakti yoga. They return from where they had come. But you should not think like this. You should remember the history of Ajamil. Ajamil was from a bona fide Varnashram Dharma. From beginning he used to honor his father, mother. And he was married to a very chaste lady. She was beautiful and qualified. Daily he was doing Gayatri Mantra also. One day he went to forest to bring some dry woods for fire sacrifice. And something more, fruits or anything. And in the way, he saw a uncontrolled prostitute with anyone. Both were drinking, and they were out of sense, and they were very much engaged in sense gratifications. His mind became out of control. He saw and he thought that, oh, it is a very bogus thing. But his uncontrolled mind, always remembering. And then he went, returned back home, but could not forget it. Or remembering this. At last, he decided that I should please anyhow that prostitute. Or she is very beautiful and sweet. And then he took so much wealth from his house. And he went and he donated to that prostitute. She wanted this. So daily he used to go, and as much as wealth he could take, he had stolen away from his house. Now he has no love and affection for his parents and wife and children also. And thus he began to be openly there, at first in a hidden way, but now openly. And thus, he left his home, wife, children, and went that prostitute. She became very happy. Now, there was no money, so he used to do dacoity. Dacoity, you know? Stealing here, murdering. And he was more habituated in sense gratification, drinking, making merry and so many things. He slaughtered, he murdered so many, and thus was with her. But by previous impression, he kept the youngest boy, Narayan, name was kept. He had seven sons from this new one. And eighth was Narayan. Narayan was very dear because his was lost son. And always Narayan, Narayan, come on, come on. And taking in laps and doing so much. He was so much attached. And in the meantime, death came. And three Jamadut came in three forms. What he has done by tan, man, bachan, body, mind, and
speech.
Very ugly and very ferocious. And they were trying to take his soul from this body. And he was weeping so much. And he became upset. And automatically the name of Narayan came. Oh Narayan, oh Narayan. And then at once he saw four personalities with Sankh Chakra Gada Padma, like a shape of Narayan. Narayana. Four letters he used to tell to his son, and the four letters became four associates of Narayan. And they came at once and they stopped the Jamaduta. What are you doing? Oh, stop. You should not do like this. Why you are doing against religious? They stopped, but told, who are you and why you are stopping us? To do so? And they told, who are you? You don't know that you have no power to take this soul. He has done so many bad things in this career, but he has told one name he kept, and this very beginning name, Narayan, it was Namavash, semblance of name, and his all past, future and present since have been eradicated. So you should return back, don't come. They told that he has done so many sins. He has left his wife, children, father, mother, everything, and drinking now, and with prostitute he has murdered so many. We will take it. And when they began to take it forcibly, the four, those of Narayan, they stopped. And when a battle was there, and after that they were driven, and then the three dots came to Jam. And here, what became? Ajamil worshipped. And he was thinking, am in dream or what I am seeing? Practically it is not all. And he did like this and he saw that, oh yes, it was practically. Jamdut were here and Vishnu Det were. And he wanted to touch the lotus feet of four Narayan Duta. But at once they disappeared. Oh, he heard from them the glories of name. That even he had murdered cows, he had murdered father, mother and anyone. All the names, all these maha sins, great sins, were gone. Really, I am thinking myself now. Oh, I saw that my death also went on. No death now. Oh, the force were my guru. And he believed like guru in them. And he heard the glories and name of Narayan. So it was initiated by four. This was initiation. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, both they were. Because they had told all these things. And then he returned from there. And he went to Ganges side. In Haridwar, in India. And there in a very secret and sacred forest, on the bank of Ganges, he began to recite, giving up all worldly desires and everything. And after some time, the four again came, Narayan Dutas. And they told that, you should be ready now, you should come with me in our chariot, Chinmay chariot, and you should come to Narayan, Narayan Vaikuntha Dham. And then some questions were there, but he went there. What is this? He kept his name, the name of his son Narayan. And at that time he could not understand. Could not understand that what was this. And he was murdering and doing still, and he was drinking and doing all bad things, silly things with prostitute. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained here that his first name was Namabhash and all others Nam. Oh Narayan, come on, come on, come on here. Oh Narayan, you should take this. This were what?
Practice
of Bhakti Yoga. Because he had not offended any Vaishnava. Never he offended. Never criticized. And that is why this was Namabhash. And all other practice. His sins after that name, first name, were like burnt rope. By rope you can bind anyone. But if rope is burnt and only the
shape
of the rope is there. But if he will touch it, it will be
broken.
What?
It will crumble break. To ash.
Ash.
It will be like ash.
No binding, nothing. So he, all the after name, Namabhash, everything was gone. But when he realized, when Vishnu Dut came, and by their mercy, he realized, oh, death had gone. And what is Shuddha name, pure name? Not for my child, for himself, Narayan. And then Shuddha name came. And then he realized the glory of name. And what was done? His heart, he saw that now his heart is pure. At that time, Namabhash's heart became pure. And his activities were like burnt rope. But at that time, he could not. When death came and his real guru came then. So similarly, you should sing. Now you are chanting Hari name all. Don't offend any Vaishnava, Nama, Pradhu. Whether you are realizing or not, like Ajamil. But name is acting at that time also. And your everything is like burnt. But if you are doing doubt in name, doubt in Guru, doubt in Vaishnava, then it will not burn. So be careful. Don't offense any Vaishnava. Don't do namaparad. But have a very a strong faith in name and his qualities. So don't be weak. If you are doing even namabhas, not Shuddhanam, even Krishna is there, you should hear Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna. And through that Krishna will enter in your heart and he will clarify. But you will realize after some time. At the time of death, or Guru will tell, oh, Mangalam Bhavatu. Then you can. So don't be weak. In any case, if demons are coming, doing anything, but you should be strong. And be patient like Prahlad Maharaj, Haridas Thakur. So don't, never be weak. If you are weak, then you lose everything. Don't be. Have a strong faith on me also. What Nityananda Prabhu has told for us. Jatheshtam re bhrata kuru hari hari dhvan manisham tato sansaram bodhi taran davyumi. I am responsible for you. If you are chanting name, loudly, then I am responsible for your whole life. It is my duty to see. Don't worry. So you are chanting. Nityananda Prabhu will be responsible for this. And if Nityananda Prabhu is responsible, what will be? You are successful. You are successful. So don't give. In any case, don't be weak. Never, never, never. Don't be weak. Then, if a standard of Rati comes after Asakti, even a semblance of Rati or Bhav comes, then there are some symptoms. Shanti, Adarthakalottang, Virakti, Manushunyata, Asabanda, Samutkantha, Namugani, Sadaruchi. Asakti tad basatyasthale. Bhavastucha. Have you explained anyone this slok here? So you should try to realize these things. They sometimes will come. And they sometimes are bound to come. If you are chanting, hearing, remembering, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, like this, it must come, these symptoms. By these symptoms, you can sometimes, you should, ये निश्चित कर सकते हो.
It can be fixed.
That, he is what type of Vaishnava is. Rati is coming. Then what is Shanti? You can explain. Have you? He should explain. पूरा बोलो ये भाव रखी है ये औषधि और दूसरी कोई औषध नहीं है कोई भी दूसरी नहीं स्मरण करो नहीं करें तो तुम्हारा कान मल दे सबके सामने बोलो As you can speak. जितना भी आधा ही बोलो आधा तो रुक जाएगा।
So in this verse, Sri Rupa Goswami is explaining the different symptoms which we see in the character and attitude of a devotee who has attained the level of ruchi.
Even with danda he is beating like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj he is given poison and so many things. But he will not be disturbed. He will be as like mountain Himalaya.
Then next is Abhyarthakalatvam. Abhyarthakalatvam means that a devotee in this stage, he never loses a moment and never wastes his time. He uses each and every second to absorb himself in thinking and remembering of Krishna. And how he does that? There are so many teachings everywhere we hear, and especially the famous shloka of Sri Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami saying, Tannam Rupa Charitadi Sukirtanam Smitayo. So in this way, we engage our body, mind and tongue in chanting, remembering and discussing the pastimes of the Lord. And also we see this symptom in the life of Goswamis themselves. In the Shad Goswami Ashtak, we hear this wonderful verse about their character. Sankhya Purvak Naam Gananati Bhi Kala Vasani Krito. How they used to utilize their whole time? They used to engage their 24 hours in chanting the names of the Lord, in paying obeisances to the devotees, to Dham, and to wonderful pastimes of the Lord, and discussing Harikatha. This is how they used to utilize their whole 24 hours in the service of Krishna. Then, third is Virakti. What is Virakti?
One thing more. Yeah. A devotee who is doing sadhana of bhakti. He should chant, remember always. He is chanting, remembering. But what will be of his maintaining life? Is it not a problem? Can you give up your maintenance of life and give up all? What should we do there? Oh, really, if you want to serve Krishna and to be happy and to make your life successful, oh, you should be ananya.
One point.
If you are doing, serving, chanting, remembering, then Krishna will bring your all
ingredients,
necessities,
everything he will bring, as he does everywhere. Raghunath Das, when he left and went to Puri, he was not thinking of his
maintenance of his life.
Myself also, or the boys also. They left everything. And Krishna is, I think here, my fruits, vegetables, my cooking, my dresses, clothes, everything is given by you all. Why you are giving me?
Krishna inspiring them.
So Krishna is doing. Krishna is inspiring you to bring everything. So if anyone more than me never looks towards his maintenance, Krishna will come in any shape. He will bring a pot of milk. Oh, my mother has sent for you and you are here fasting, you are here. So take this. Oh, my mother will chastise me. So I am going, but keep this vessel here, pot here. I am just coming and he will go. Anyhow he will do, maintain. So have a strong faith on this. But if you have not so much faith, then what to do? You should maintain yourself, Krishna will see. But try to be like this.
Next one is Virakti. Virakti means detachment. Devotee in this stage will have no attachment or attraction whatsoever towards any material sense objects. And thus, being completely unaffected by all these material objects and situations, he will keep performing his bhajan, his chanting, remembering. Next one is Man Shunyata. Man Shunyata means having no desire for praise. He demands no respect from anyone because he understands that he is such an insignificant and lowly person. This is the symptom of his humbleness, that a devotee is naturally very humble. Next is Asha Bandha. Asha Bandha means that now he has great hope that Krishna will surely be merciful to him. Although it's been long time he's been chanting, remembering and performing all the limbs of bhakti, and he has not seen darshans of Krishna, he has not realized any drop of mercy. But in fact he's at this stage, this is the great mercy of the Lord. So now he wants to have the closest experience of Krishna consciousness. So he's firmly fixed and he has a strong conviction that surely now Krishna will be merciful to me and very soon I will get a chance to serve him personally. Then Samutkantha. Samutkantha means along with this great hope, he is very enthusiastically trying to perform all the limbs of bhakti now. Even with, he has been doing that earlier, but now he does that with even more great eagerness and intense feelings. And Nama Gane Sada Ruchi. And he will be always naturally so much interested and inclined to chant the holy names of the Lord and always singing his glories. Alone when he is there, he is remembering, and when he meets any other devotees, he will always discuss about his pastimes. Asakti Tada Guna Khyane. So that's it. He has deep attachment now to always discuss the pastimes of the Lord. Whenever there is an opportunity, he will discuss the different glories from Srimad Bhagavatam and many other scriptures about Krishna and his pastimes. Preeti Tadavasati Sthali. The next one is that he will develop great inclination to be at the places of pastime where Krishna has performed his pastimes. Because he hears that how in Vrindavan or how in Navadvip and Mayapur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed the wonderful pastimes. So he wants to go there and he wants to visit those places and take the dust of those, the transcendental dust of Dham, and be saturated with the mercy of Dham in those pastimes. So these were the 9 symptoms which we discussed. And a devotee who is gradually advancing in the stage of Rati, he will definitely manifest these 9 symptoms in his character.
Very good. If your any friend is sleeping, you should tell him not to sleep. Many are sleeping. So try to help them. That you should carefully hear. Otherwise, Maharaj is seeing, looking, and he will make you stand up. So you should tell your friends to do like that. You know Chitraketu Maharaj? He was fighting with Indra. No? He was fighting. Vritrasura. In the shape of demon. Even when Chitraketu went to Lord Shiva and he was doing some
joke
to Mahadev. And Mahadev was very happy to have a friend like him. And he told something that Parvati became upset. And she did curse to him that be a demon. And Shankar then became very worried and angry to Shiva. Parvati and told that, oh, you see his personality, how he is, we have cursed, but he is still laughing, smiling as he was. He can destroy your curse. But he is so much kind to take. And he was not at all disturbed. He became demon. And he was fighting with Indra. Indra was fighting with Vajra. And in fighting, he told Indra, oh, why you are making late? I don't want to wait more. You should destroy my this body. Oh, why not you are doing more? You are a Kapurush.
Coward.
Why don't you kill me? He was telling, but Indra was fearing. His Vajra came out of his hand. And then he was fighting and he was praying to Lord Krishna. What? Oh, very good. Jewel in Srimad Bhagavatam. That, oh Krishna, oh Indra cannot do anything. And he was praying and Krishna came and told that, oh, you have some bone. He was praying, I don't want any bone, worldly. I don't want to be Brahma. I don't want to go in Swarga. I don't want mukti, salvation and anything. I want to serve you by ten, body, mind, soul, everything. How he was doing? Oh, you should have patience when any bad day comes. He was going to be killed, but he is still praying Krishna. Why, if you are a rogue, you are disease or you are sick, why you not weep with the name of Krishna? Hey Krishna, ha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Oh, I have so much pain. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why can we not do? Don't be upset. Always chant name. This is the permanent remedy for your
disease.
All disease. You should try to do. It has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nivartatarshai upagiyamana bausadhatra shrotri mano bhirama kautam shloka gunanubadat virajit vina pasukna. All are animal. Of four footed, four legs. All are like those who are not hearing. Oh, the pastimes, sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna. By whom? Uttered by a high class of Vaishnava who are attached to Harikatha and his all desires, worldly desires, have been washed. No worldly desire. And who is absorbed totally in singing Krishna name and all things. Oh, you must see. This is only the medicine of, not only medicine, of death aushadhi.
Unfailing medicine.
Medicine can, worldly medicine cannot do, help. If medicine were working, why doctors and all others are dying? All that. So we must die. Don't be, oh, take Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And hear pastimes from the mouth of so elevated Guru Vaishnava. This is only the
unfailing medicine.
So be like Vrittasura, what he was explaining. Abhyartha kalottam virakti manushunyata asabandha samutkantha Nam gane sadaruchi. With ruchi. Asakti tadbhasya sthale. Asakti. Oh, so much attachment should be for Vrindavan and Navadvip and Puri. Especially for Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Giriraj, Govardhan, for all. If you cannot be there, oh, by mind you should try to. How? Because I have called you and you have gone so many times in Vrindavan. I am now describing every time. Oh, what is Vrindavan? How beautiful, transcendental. Oh, especially in my book, Brajmandal Parikrama. Oh, very beautiful. You can read and be always in Vrindavan. This is the process. I wanted to speak so much, but time is over. Gaur Pramana. I'm giving so much. Try to take it in your heart and try to practice all these things. Believe in all Shastra Vakya. Don't be weak. Have patience and go on doing. But my request is that what Swamiji has done, it was okay for preaching. Oh, he wrote so many books. And he wanted that these books should be distributed. Nagar Sankirtan should be done. This is only process that you can help. Oh, Maya Baddha Jeev.
Conditions also.
There is no other means. He sent his messengers. Oh, in forests, in villages, in mountains, in inside where? Ocean, Hawaii, and all other places. Even where there were, oh, lava, jo, agni, jo,
volcano
centers everywhere. And I think that some of the lady devotees and male devotees are here. At first, all were like this. No marriage, no worldly desires, and teeny as it, they were doing all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.